Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to be talking about international exports of candy with Joe Dutra of the Kimmy Candy Company. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ty Cobb, Chris Wicker, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Joe Dutra. He is the president and CEO of Kimmy Candy Company. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's great to be here.
And our crew is just ecstatic because not only do they get bagels from Round's Bakery, but you brought in a whole stash of candy, and you've got some new products here. And you're an international organization. You're not just in the United States.
Right. Yeah, we started to ship in about 8 different countries here in the last couple of years, so it's... We've been real fortunate. Ship all the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and it's kind of great. Life's sweet, you know, like we always say. But yeah, we have a couple of new ones. We have some salted caramel chocolate rocks now that are really popular. Won a national award for one of the top 10 most innovative awards in the U.S. So that kind of gives Reno a little bit of credibility because they figure that, you know, Kimmy Candy is one of the major candy manufacturers in the state. So we try to make it a little better.
And you're carrying on a tradition that was started by Forrest Mars Sr. when he moved to Southern Nevada, you know, what, about 30 years ago?
That's right. Yeah, you know, the Mars, it's an interesting thing about Forrest Mars. There's a great book called The Emperors of Chocolate if you really want to know how the candy industry in the world kind of worked and got started. And if you read that book, you know, the Mars family, which is now one of the largest family corporations in the world, really made a difference. But the reason that Forrest Mars ended up in Nevada is because his kids kicked him out of the main business in back east. So he ended up here, and then when he passed away, and then of course the Mars Corporation took back over that Ethel M's that they have down in Henderson. Really, really a great family, you know.
And just to spend another minute on this, one of the things that Forrest Mars wanted to do when he came to Nevada, when he was booted out, was have a candy that was comparable to Belgian chocolates, and started those whole liquor chocolates, which
That's right.
are still wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, chocolates are really interesting because the reason people like Swiss chocolate and Belgian chocolate It's not about the chocolate part of it. It's not about the cocoa beans. It's really about the milk. Because the way the cows eat in Switzerland, they eat a certain type of hay or forage. It makes the milk taste a little bit different, which makes the chocolate taste a little bit different.
And it's interesting, too. Now, I was born and raised in England and grew up eating, of course, you know, chocolate as a child. The chocolates in England are of a different kind than, say, for example, Hershey.
Right, yeah. You know, Hershey's, when they started to develop their products in the U.S., you know, they really were about creating the first 5-cent candy bar. And they were one of the first companies that really made chocolate bars, you know, accessible to the masses. And so they really created a kind of a unique situation in the United States. But the Europeans, you know, they tended to refine their chocolate a little bit more because it all becomes about price. If Hershey's were to run their chocolate through a conch or through a mill, you know, 3 or 4 more times, you know, the quality would be, you know, tremendous. It would be equal to European chocolates, but it costs a lot more money to run it through a machine 4 or 5 times, a lot more time in the factory. And so they were really creating affordable treats, you know, for the industry.
And you train the public's taste buds to accept a certain thing. And then when you go to a different country, you notice different things. You've been on a lot of the governor's trade missions that Governor Sandoval has put on.
They've been great.
Okay, so tell us about that. How does that work? How do you get on the mission, and what happens when you go to these various countries?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've been on almost all of the new trade missions. The first one was, of course, to China and Korea, and then we went to Mexico, and I've been in Canada just recently with them. The trade missions are, I think, an integral part of what the state is trying to do is about, you know, developing more exports and more trade with other countries. We were fortunate because we were one of the few companies that represented the food industry in Nevada, which is not a huge industry here. But what we did is we were very fortunate on the very first trade mission, we closed a distributor in Hong Kong, which didn't allow us to start exporting candy from Nevada into China, which I thought was just amazing because how many years has everybody been complaining that we need to start stemming the flow of products coming in? We're not ever sending anything back to China. But the world's changing, and I think, you know, the Chinese have become higher class, and they've got a middle class now, and they're starting to want to eat and drink, you know, American products. And so it made a great situation for us. So we actually were able to close a deal and started a distribution network in China, and we're actually starting to ship candy now to Korea. We've just started shipping candy to Canada through a new distributor that we got in the last trade mission. And we're still working on a program in Mexico City with a distributor trying to develop bilingual labeling on our products to be able to go into the Hispanic market in Mexico.
Okay, so for somebody who's watching the program who has a product that they would like to export to other countries, how do you get into the trade mission, and what do you say to the state in terms of what you need?
Well, I think what you do is you'd have to get a hold of the governor's you know, trade mission group that's down in Las Vegas.
The GOAD group.
Yeah. And what they do is, they look at your products, they see what your capabilities are, and if you have interest in going into those countries, they arrange either through the government or through what they call a Gold Key program, where you go down and they arrange meetings with distributors. You fill out a form, you say, I want to meet distribution, you know, partners in these things, or brokers, or whatever you're looking for. They arrange that down there in the host country that you're going into. And traveling with the governor, with Governor Sandoval, it's just like you're treated with a royal, you know, coat of arms. I mean, you know, when we were in the DMZ in Korea, they thought he had the same status as a 4-star general, so we had a lot of...
And he does.
He does, that's right. <Yeah. laughs> But you end up traveling in a very, you know, great group of people, and it gives you a lot of prestige, and you get to spend some time with the governor and talk about issues that you think maybe affect the state and the food industry here. And so we're all, you know, you feel like you're really engaged with the government, and, you know, Governor Sandoval is such a great governor. He's very approachable and easy to talk to, and he likes our Choco Rocks, and he really loves our habanero corn nuts, so you know, I've got them addicted, so it's okay.
The governor is addicted to habanero
corn nuts.
Corn nuts. Things to write down for our next interview. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Joe Dutra. He's the president and CEO of the becoming legendary Kimmy Candy Company. Now, we were talking about you going on these trade missions. So how much has this increased your business by being able to go to export to these various countries?
You know, incrementally, I don't know. I think that, you know, these abilities to start shipping into Korea and Mexico and Canada and stuff have, we've seen our business increase, you know, over the last, you know, probably 18 months by 20%. How much that I put on international is difficult to say, because what always ends up happening with international sales is, you know, currency exchange, you know, the what's happening in China or Korea and stuff. But we've seen it keep continually increasing. Part of the things, we've just picked up a huge new distributor in Canada that could really open up a lot of the markets for us and a lot of the major retailers. So we see that we believe it's like it's a 3-year adventure to really, you know, get the market, because what happens is at the very first, you're learning about the issues that you have with exporting to China or Korea. Because when our first exports to Korea, we found that one of the products that we had a shine on it, which was Candrin, which is legal in all the pills that you can ever take, but it's not legal going into Korea. So we had to, you know, bring the product back. We had to end up, you know, reformulating it so that it met the Korean standards, because, you know, you don't think about things. You think about, you know, that the United States has the highest, you know, regulations, but really when you get into some of these other countries, you find that their regulations are a little bit more stringent, or they don't like one specific thing, and so you have to reformulate.
Now, with China, for example, now, are you marketing in China, or just line with distributor?
We're just shipping into a distributor in Hong Kong. But we're just in the process. We were asked at the Sweet and Snacks Expo back in May in Chicago, Alibaba Tmall, which is like their Amazon of China,
right,
picked out about 6 companies out of the show that they would like to represent and have us put our own like stores and distribution network in China. So we are in the process of filling out all the paperwork because I think this is a huge market for us, you know, is to be able to, the Chinese, you know, there's 1.2 billion Chinese people and they all, you know, are starting to have some kind of income. And I think that there's a huge market over there. So we're signing up. We're going to be on Alibaba in China and have a distribution partner there and be able to fill web orders, hopefully in the next couple of years, out of China.
Okay, what other places would you like to see trade missions going to? And what's the cost that's associated with these kind of things for you?
You know, I think that the major markets that I'm interested in, and they're talking about a possible South American Brazilian trade mission maybe next year in 2015. That's another huge market. You know, it's a expanding market. I believe that, you know, our products have some legs there. The trade missions are a little bit on the expensive side because you're covering the cost of your travel and accommodations, plus if you do a gold key program, that may cost anywhere between $1,500 and $2,000. And so,
briefly, what's a gold key program?
A gold key program is like you want to go down with and meet distributors, or you want to go have retailers, or whatever, you know, form of business you want to do in the country. They have on the ground personnel that end up, you know, arranging all your meetings, driving you to the meetings, you know, being your interpreter if you need interpretation. And so those, they get you for 2 days or 1 day or whatever the program you sign up for. And they line up all these very good connections for you that you don't have to go out and try to find yourself. They've actually done the research, the trade boards down there have worked and with regards to it. And so it makes your life really easy to go down there and have, you know, 10, you know, programs set up for you with distributors.
Okay, we've got less than 30 seconds
here.
You're manufacturing in Reno. Do you foresee with all this international business that you'll want to continue manufacturing in Reno?
I like Reno. You know, I like Nevada. I think, you know, there's a lot of good things here, and it's my home now. So I think we'll always be manufacturing. We just put in a new certified organic plant here in Reno, so I'm here for the long term.
Well, congratulations on your success. It's awesome, and we're proud to have you as a Nevadan.
Hey, thank you very much, Sam.
Joe Dutra. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The fever is rising in Winnemucca. That's right. The 50s Fever Car Show is coming to town July 25th through the 27th. Spend the weekend. Enjoy a great show and shine, kids activities, exciting street drags, a cool poker run, burnout contest, nightly cruises, and a free concert by Rob Ely as Elvis. There's so much going on, you'll want to twist and shout. Check out the entire weekend at 50s-fever.com or call 1-800-962-2638. Winnemucca's 50s Fever event. There's no bringing this fever down.
Injured in an accident, don't have health insurance, can't afford the copays? We see this with almost every client. We can get them the medical attention immediately.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Before you run off to some coin store to get cash for your gold coins, for example, remember, that's the last you'll see of them. They're off to be melted down.
At Capital City Loans, you don't have to sell us your precious items and give them up forever.
Gold prices are at an all-time high, so we can loan you top dollar on gold items. Silver, diamonds, broken or not. You get cash now when you need it. And we give you plenty of time to pay your loan off, so you get your items back. And we have the lowest interest rates in Nevada.
Capital City Loans, the safe and sensible way to get cash when you need it.
Hi, I'm Paula. I'd like to invite you to come join us at Tanner's this upcoming weekend. We will be open Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. We are going to have antiques, collectibles, crafts, all kinds of fun things. You can go online and check us out at tannersreno.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ty Cobb is here, former Special Assistant to President Reagan for National Security, Chris Wicker, Democratic National Committeeman, and Sean Kerry, political commentator. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Ty, nobody knows more about the situation that's going on over the decades in the Middle East than you. Your thoughts on where we are right now, and especially with the not closure of Ben-Gurion Airport, but basically it's El Al and just a couple of other airlines that are flying under this temporary FAA ban.
The ban is a tremendous economic block to Israel, and it's going to have ramifications. Whether or not it should have been declared could be debatable, because the closest rocket is about a mile away from the airport. It might have some political implications that it's designed to prod the Israelis to be more flexible in their dealings with Hamas and reaching at least an agreement for a ceasefire.
Do you see, it appears to me as a longtime Israel-Palestinian watcher myself, that Israel needs to go in and take care of as much of these tunnels as they can, as quickly as they can, because once the ceasefire is officially in place, they don't want any of that left around.
It's a short-term solution. They clearly want to do that, but the idea of moving in once and for all and eliminating Hamas or the rebel activities in the Gaza Strip is not achievable. And so at the very best, what this will do is buy Israel some time. But this has been going on for 40, 50, 60 years, and I don't see any significant possibility for change.
Sean, your observation so far?
Well, it's obviously a terrible situation that has been going on for quite some time. I do think that the closure of the airport was the right thing to do, just because of the fact that, you got to err on the side of caution in these situations, and in light of what happened with Malaysia Airlines over in Ukraine, extra caution is necessary. And if they're going to be shooting in the general direction of the airport, you've got Hamas shooting at the airport, and then you have the Israelis shooting at the hospital. It's really, really a sad situation.
Chris?
I'm afraid that this ground invasion has really set back the prospects for a real truce, or maybe a temporary truce, but a real peace process in the Mideast, because you had Hamas, and I think everybody knows they've been labeled as a terrorist organization, but they made the step of allying with the Palestinian Authority, and whether that was a step towards peace or what it was something I think that was worth following up. But now the Israelis did not find it worth following up, and Netanyahu put as much pressure as he could on people not to recognize this new union and to quarantine the area because of this union. And now you have this battle, and you have over 600 now civilian casualties, and the Israelis are doing all they can to prevent it, but the fact is you have 600 killed and over 3,000 injured, and people react to that, and they react to it saying, I didn't like Hamas, but now I'm on their side. And I think that's really set back the prospects for peace tremendously.
One of the reasons, according to my understanding, that Hamas had joined with the PLO again was the fact that they were so weakened. How is all Iran playing into all of this? Because they are Hamas's primary sponsor.
This is rather an unusual development, being that Hamas is basically a Sunni organization, has been more closely associated with Muslim Brotherhood or some elements of Al-Qaeda. Iran has stepped in here to have a role in supporting Hamas, mainly because of the rivalry with Israel. But there's at heart, it's an uneasy alliance, and there's no real love between the Iranian Shiite regime and the Hamas.
And also the new regime in Egypt,
right,
is totally anti-Hamas. Do you see at any time in the near future any kind of passageway into the Sinai for the Gazans?
Right now, the government of al-Sisi is reverting back to Sheikh Mubarak, and have a tacit arrangement with Israel, in which case al-Sisi finds Hamas to be a detriment and a bothersome rebel movement that he would rather see quieted down. Whether or not they're Egypt will take further steps to make sure that the Palestinians or those living in the Gaza Strip have no access to the outer world, as I'm not sure, but I think Egypt will be working hard quietly with Israel.
The PR side of this is being debated internationally, and newspapers especially have come under a lot of criticism from both sides. What's your take on the PR battle?
The PR battle is one that, in my analysis, I think that Israel is coming across as a bully. I mean, they have 600 casualties in the Gaza Strip, and as opposed to, I believe, 28 as of today on the Israeli side. And, I mean, they're obviously militarily superior, and their efforts are not, they're not coming across as trying to solve the conflict. They're just coming across as sort of, you know, swat a mosquito with a hammer type approach.
Chris, you get the last 30 seconds.
Look, they're in there and spending a great deal of bad publicity, a lot of lives, a lot of casualties. And one of the reasons, of course, is to get rid of these tunnels. They said they've uncovered over 13 at this time. But the fact is, once the Israelis will leave Gaza, the Palestinian people will remain prisoners of Gaza, and they'll dig new tunnels. So what have we gained?
A temporary respite. That's where we're going to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
Do your bills continue to multiply? Does it seem as if payday is always weeks away? Well, that's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need when you need it. At CashCo, we don't do credit checks, no year-long contracts, and it's okay if you had a prior bankruptcy or just started a new job. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have 2 Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with CashCo.
On the next broadcast, Mike Kazmierski, President and CEO of EDON. We're talking economic development. We'll see you on the next broadcast.